watching the jewelry, the same thing that I said to the cop.
Important thing that has happened here this week, because everything that went on inside that building tried to convince me that I was alone and that I was weak. They tried to convince me that I was like a little finger out there on my own that can easily be broken. And all of you out here were the reminder for all of us that I wasn't just those fingers all alone in there, but that I was connected to a hand with many fingers that could unite as one thing.
high school education. But, Governor Walker, back when I was in school, every student had to take one semester of economics in order to graduate. And here's what I learned. Money doesn't grow on trees. Unless it's a palm tree. It grows when we make things. It grows when we have good jobs with good wages that we use to buy the things we need. And guess what? That creates more jobs. It grows when we provide an outstanding educational system. An educational system that then grows a new generation of inventors, entrepreneurs, artists, scientists, thinkers, the people who will come up with the next great idea for this planet. And those ideas create jobs, and the jobs produce tax revenue. But the few who have the most money don't want to pay their fair share of the taxes. They'd rather invest it in a gambling casino known as Wall Street.
The solution is, it was 20 years ahead of its time, Babalu.
Betting for or against the stock market or against your home mortgage. Yeah. And the entire population suffers because that wealth has been removed from circulation. What's so cynical about this is that the very people who don't pay their taxes crash our economic system. They created the unemployment, which has caused less tax revenue. And states like Wisconsin have ended up with a so-called budget crisis.
WCOM FM, FFFM, Furious George style. FG as in Dr. FG. We do this every Thursday. It's part of the unique, fun experiment we have with what's happening that week in the news and some trippy, cool underground hip-hop. Low End Theory number 18 there. DJ named Nobody. Also been spotlighting some of the speech from Michael Moore's visit to Wisconsin. Madison, America's not broke. And little speech by Tim Christopher, dude who sabotaged the bidding for the oil companies on Utah's last remaining beautiful places. So we're going to spotlight that and some other craziness. Stick around. The show may be offensive to some of you in our listening audience. For everyone else, you can hear my old shows at wcomfm.org or furiousg.blogspot.com or other places. Santa Cruz, Boulder, Revolutionary Radio on the web. I'll get back to you soon with some more speeches, but let me just go to some old school hip hop here. This is a new, well, at least newly discovered band to me, relatively new group, called That's Racist. And they are pretty cool. Check them out online. DAS. And we'll be back with more underground hip hop soon. I'm Dr. Furious. I'm furious!
I'm at the White Castle.
I don't see you here, dog.
Tiny ass hamburgers, tiny ass cheeseburgers, tiny ass chicken sandwiches. It's outlandish, kid. My trying to speak to the kid in Spanish, kid. Like, que tu quieres? I'm like, where is the bathroom? I hella gotta piss. Where's the bathroom? Ask whom the bell tolls for. Hey, yo, where you get this place from? The hellhole store?
Yo, I'm in the building, building with belding. Ask for whom the bell rings.
And by Ralph Steadman, I mean Adam Rifkin.
Like a neo rap Zach.
And I think it's the problem is that
attack, known to rock the fly shit and eat the best pizza. Charge that shit to MasterCard, already owe Visa. Catch me drinking lean in Italy like I was Pisa. We could eat the flyest cave aged cheese for she's mine.
Like we are in the middle of a movement here.
As if we care, we could eat Rockfort. Or we could just kick it like Rockports in the periphery of Little Sicily. Little did she know I'm tickling boo. She's so giggly. Catch me solving mysteries like Wikipedia Brown. It's the future, get down. We make a sound even if nobody's around.
Like a tree or the tears of a clown. Yo, I'm afraid of clowns, I'm afraid of small towns. Positive energy is something like I'm afraid of all frowns. Catch me at the crib getting light to Jeff Mangum. It's fun to do bad things like rhyme about handguns. If any problem pop off, a Joe Pesci any fool while drinking that pop off. That's cause I'm a good fella. Stay
honestly,
about the hood,
epic
hella
much
now.
Epic,
but punch
epic
clowns
abortions. How can that be it? That's all you have?
Now, while I'm eating a burger. Metaphysical, spiritual, lyrical murder.
The ill 96
epic proportions. Epic
abstract
abortions. How can
vegan
skateboards,
etc.
You have?
Rap hella much and busted ass Jetta with Coretta Scott King. Rap bridge on a duet with T-Pain and Stephen Hawking. I'm not joking, stop jocking, stop talking. Shut up, hush up, please shut the fuck up. Shut up, dude, shut up. That's Racist is the new cool G-Rap. Peep us at the Grammys, we'd like to thank G-Chat. We'd like to thank Weed Rap. The best rappers, be real. Jokes, it's us, come on, be real. Second Latin rapper to like the Beatles. But on the real, they swear I'm blacker than Cheeto, like Don King. Playing Donkey Kong Country at his cousin's house. You don't even know what it's about.
This is panic attack rap, eating four flapjacks. Trap raps, let them free, they always come back to me. The internet told me that that's called love. I'm on the internet cause I'm an internet thug. He Manchu, yes I'm in control, man. Pause vibe, emanator, yes I got my soul tan. Soul shine, soul glow, so promo. Catch me on the south side, kicking it with Shlomo.
Kicking it with Gary Soto. All the cholos saying, mira el joto. Just because I rock me, secondhand Versace. Watch me, watch me.
I had more than fun, I had me with it.
You couldn't see me like a Cuban playing hockey. Cracker in the chocolate, that's human pocky. Papa look stocky, mama look chalky. Me, I look a little something like a young shot G. Words come through me like I was a walkie-talkie. All I do is open up my mouth and just rock. See, you are not me. Me, I am possibly everything plus everything that is not me. Jokes that is not T. R-U-E, are you understanding everything? Do you got me? Catch me in the trees where it's shady like Lockheed Martin, sparking in the shade of the tree. In the park, be heart the angels stay singing in the dark like the rainbow in the Ronnie James Dio joint. Hit it from the backcourt like it was a 3-point. I don't give a fuck, I'm a duck to a deep boy. Tried to go to Amsterdam to do this in Guantanamo.
Okay.
just those fingers all alone in there, but that I was connected to a hand with many fingers that could unite as one fist. And that fist could not be broken by the power that they have in there. That fist is not a symbol of violence. That fist is a symbol that we will not be misled into thinking we are alone. We will not be lied to and told we are weak. We will not be divided, and we will not back down. That fist is a symbol that we are connected and that we are powerful. Just world, and we are building the self-empowering movement to make it happen. All those authorities in there wanted me to think like a finger, but our children are calling to us to think like a fist. And we know that now I'll have to go to prison. We know that now that's the reality, but that's just the job that I have to do. Nobody ever told us that we wouldn't have to make sacrifices. We knew that when we started this fight. Every wave on the ocean that has ever risen up and refused to lay back down has been dashed upon the shore.
broke. It's one of the three biggest lies of the last decade. What are the three biggest lies? Let's repeat them. Number one, Wisconsin is broke. Number two, there's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And number three, the Packers need fun. The nation is not broke, my friends. There's lots of money to go around. Lots. It's just that those in charge have diverted that wealth into a deep well that sits on their well-guarded estates. They know that they have committed crimes to make this happen. And they know that someday you may want to see some of that money that used to be yours. So they have bought and paid for hundreds of politicians across the country to do their bidding for them. Keep your nose to the grindstone. Don't rock the boat. Be sure to vote for the party that protects the rich man that you might be someday. Wealthy have done. They've created a poison pill that they know you will never want to take. It's their version of mutually assured destruction. And when they threaten to release this weapon of mass economic annihilation in September of 2008, we blinked as the economy and the stock market went into a tailspin and the banks were caught conducting a worldwide Ponzi scheme. Wall Street issued this threat: either hand over trillions of dollars from the American taxpayers, or we will crash this economy straight into the ground. Crash it straight into the ground. There's a word for that, isn't there? It's a form of terrorism, isn't it? Fork it over, or it's goodbye savings accounts. Fork it over, or it's goodbye pensions. Fork it over, or it's goodbye United States Treasury. Fork it over, or it's goodbye jobs and homes and future. It was friggin' awesome. And it scared the crap out of everyone. Here, take our money. We don't care. We'll even print more for you. Just take it. But please, please leave our lives alone. Please. The executives in the boardrooms and hedge funds could not contain their laughter or their glee. And within months, they were writing each other huge bonus checks and marveling at how perfectly they had played a nation full of suckers. Millions lost their jobs anyway, and millions lost their homes, but there was no revolt.
Did opening the floodgates on this money actually cause a flood? Sure did. In 2010, the kind of independent groups that corporations are now allowed to support spent $300 million. That's more than every midterm election since 1990 combined. So corporations are drowning out our voices, getting what they want, and our democracy is in trouble. But we can totally save it. People are so outraged by the Supreme Court decision that a massive response is mobilizing. Such a huge problem requires a huge solution, and we've got one.
Until now! Out of Wisconsin! Out of Wisconsin! Out of Wisconsin! Never! Never has a Michigander been more happy to share a great big lake with you. nation known as the working people of the United States of America. Right now, the earth is shaking and the ground is shifting under the feet of those who are in charge. Your message has inspired people in all 50 states, and that message is, we have had it!
A new constitutional amendment. The amendment is smart and clear. It reverses this disaster to our democracy by clarifying that the First Amendment isn't meant for for-profit corporations. I get that amending the Constitution is a big, ambitious goal. Not impossible. Every time huge positive change has been made in this country, it's because people dream big, aimed high, and set ambitious goals. It's time to do that now, because the life of our democracy is on the line.
And the sharpest rock on the wildest shore can never break that ocean apart. They can never wear that ocean down, because it's the ocean that shapes the shore.
Yeah.
And that's what we're starting to do here today. That's what we're starting to do here this week.
Now for some stories that cross over from politics to pop culture, let me bring in my Young Turks co-host, Anna Kasparian. And I know Al Simpson has said a lot of crazy things in the past about 310 million blanks, et cetera, but I think he outdid himself this time. What exactly did he do?
Oh my gosh, Cenk, this story is such a doozy. So former Senator Alan Simpson added one more crazy comment to his growing list of colorful remarks. Yesterday on Fox, he attempted to criticize retirement age Americans for being afraid about having their Social Security cut. But instead, he ended up bashing the youth of America and their crazy rock and roll and rap music.
All about their children or grandchildren. Sometimes I doubt that. I think, you know, grandchildren now don't write a thank you for the Christmas presents. They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to Animal Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and they don't like them.
No, no, come on. Come on, that was awesome.
Christmas presents. They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening. Snoopy poop dog, and they don't like him.
Snoopy Snoopy poop dog? He means Snoop Dogg, right?
That, of course, that was hilarious. And of course, Enema Man is supposed to be Eminem. It's just incredible how out of touch this guy is from both the average American and American youth.
What? I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Wait, we're at the Pizza Hut.
What?
We're at the Taco Bell.
What?
We're at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
We at the Pizza Hut. We at the Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, it's radical. It's radical. And the people are doing exactly what they should be doing, which is watching me and listening to you, because we have all the answers. We have all the gold. We have all the solution, Bob. And keep in mind, like, anytime I roll something out, my plan is the best one in the room, and people are starting to wake up and realize it.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
What?
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Wait a minute, I've got that taco smell, that pescado smell. I got a lot of smells. I rolled a lot of L's.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I got that pizza gun. I got that pizza butt.
No.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
Nah.
And at the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I'm at that Taco Bell. The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Pizza Hut.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
One, two, three, four. I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. What? I'm at the Pizza Hut. What? I'm at the Taco Bell. What? I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Where you at?
I'm at the Pizza Hut. From Milwaukee. I don't see them coming over here. What's the matter, pussies? You guys are just such pathetic assholes.
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Dog, I'm right here at the Pizza Hut.
Jamaica Avenue.
The combination Pizza Hut.
Like one sided, he's made up his mind.
Jamaica Avenue. That's where I'm at. Where you at? No, that's where I'm at. Where you at?
I don't see you here, dog.
I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell.
What?
and is shifting under the feet of those who are in charge. Your message has inspired people in all 50 states, and that message is we
businesses. Some of them worked for businesses. Still, they were just people. Then people invented something entirely new, the corporation. These legal entities exist independently of the people who own them. If a corporation does something that gets it into trouble, the owners can say, "Don't blame me, blame the corporation. I'm just a shareholder." When the United States came into existence, corporations were easier to keep in check. Back then, the government would grant them charters for a specific short-term project, like building a bridge or a railroad. Once they fulfilled their purpose, they were disbanded. But over time, the law changed, and corporations no longer had to be turned off once their project was complete. They began to live on indefinitely, with a much more general purpose, profit. And that's how the modern corporation was born. Today's corporations have evolved to have something very dangerous in their programming. Unlike people, who are driven by all kinds of motivations, doing the right thing, love for family, their country, the planet, publicly traded corporations are now required by law and the markets to pursue one single motivation above all others: maximize value for shareholders.
something not determined by history and geography, but something rich in the language of the flesh itself. This is who you are. This is true nakedness.
Don't call me like that. We're in the middle of genius.
You are not naked when you take off your clothes. You still wear your religious customs, your feelings, your duties. When you shed the cultural operating, essentially you stand naked before the inspection of your own psyche. Outside the cultural operators,
I'm sorry,
that we can begin to ask real questions about what does it mean to be human, what kind of circumstances are we caught in, and what kind of structures, if any, can we put in place to
can you hear me, Babaloo?
The glory and the wonder that lurks waiting for us.
Bob, hear me.
I'm hearing you, buddy.
Okay, good. Yeah. Now, you have a magic brain also, Bob. Therefore, you can digest the cipher and can completely involve yourself in anything that I speak.
With one man climbing a tree to feed the bird, the troop commander gave up.
Let me ask you this.
Admitting that he could no longer...
How about this? Can you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Now, you go ahead. You have the floor, my friend.
Thank you.
Frustrated by Ralph Steadman, I mean Adam Rifkin. And I think it's the problem is, not the problem, the solution is, it was 20 years ahead of its time, Bob Lou.
Incredibly bitter. Like, my grandkids, they wouldn't write me Christmas thank you cards. They're stepping on the back of their jeans, and they got the backwards cap. Listen to that, ain't it, my man?
You're so right. He totally sounds bitter. But I love it. That quote was great.
Yeah, and can I just say one quick thing here? We had a discussion in the morning here. Are you supposed to write thank you cards for Christmas gifts? Because if that was the case, I would have said, hey, don't give me any more. I hate writing thank you cards. Did you have to write thank you cards?
And he did that to let everyone know how he feels about getting fired from Two and a Half Men.
Three of the 100 biggest economies on Earth now are corporations. So corporations have a single-minded profit motive. They're humongous. And their owners can easily dodge the blame for any harm they cause. That makes them tricky to share a country with. If we want them to serve us and not the other way around, they need some basic ground rules. And that's where the government comes in, setting rules to keep things fair and safe and to protect society from corporations run amok. Now, if their main objective is to maximize profit, do you think corporations are content to follow the rules that keep them in check? No, of course not. They want to write those rules. But who is supposed to write the rules in a democracy? People. That's why one of the corporation's key strategies for sneaking into our democracy is saying that they should have the same First Amendment rights as real live people.
Everybody 20 years in the past behind my book catching up saying, my gosh,
Where was all this brilliance? And I'm saying it was right there. You had the poetry in your magic fingertips the entire time to flip my perfect pages and read my perfect words. But, you didn't go there. Because you judged me, you condemned me, you discarded me.
One or two minutes, I just couldn't stand it. It was boring. My sister and brother-in-law walked out after about 15, 20 minutes, and so did my nephew and his wife. And so they said it seemed one-sided, and they didn't like it.
Dr. Furious here, signing off relatively soon. Stick around, Bodacious Bass is up next. DJ Grizzle's got some good stuff, so make sure you stick around. I'll be back soon, next Thursday. Until the meantime, you can check out old shows at wcomfm.org or www.furiousg.blogspot. I've had fun. I'm going to send you away with probably just along with the same crazy theme we're on, another cool track from a group called DR, That's Racist. Check them out. Also check out WCOM FM and other micro-powered radio out there. You can even check it out at A-Info's Radio Project, where there's all kinds of stuff. Radio4signall.net and other good stuff. So anyway, here's some of that That's Racist. Brown. I'm furious. I'll be back.
All the 97 Celtics, all brown, everything better than you ever seen. Never have you ever seen anything like it. Do you like it? Oh, I think you like it. Maybe you should buy it. You should probably buy it. I swear I sell like wet cell, sell like sex cell, smell like sex smell. I swear I go like cars go, move like cargo, so retardo. Always move forward, never sleep like a shark, bro. Always with my people like y'all, bro, y'all go.
Town like Julie, mixed race British chicks let me in a Gucci. Like who he deems? Well yeah, he aight though. Ball like Michael, life's vicious cycle. Chickity choco, the chocolate chicken. Half chocolate taco, quarter Chippewa Indian. Black tinted, Jewish Mel Gibson. Kool-Aid juice man, savage like Simpson. What can Brown do for you? You, what has Brown done? Say, call me Heems. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like cream. The truth like Bruce, yes, Baker and Clapton. Cruising down the block, I'm riding shoddy in a Magnum. Internet celebrity like Dallas Penn and Rafi. Person of color, you can't see me. Copy. Murder the beat, yes, instrumental Nazi. Poppy, smoke that shit that come from Poppy. Seeds, this is greed, head. E-N-T-E-R-T-A-I-N-M-E-N-T-M-T-3.
MP3 to your PC or MAC. Yeah, that's a MacBook.
What could Brown do for you?